More people are using electronic cigarettes in Utah, but the rate of traditional cigarette smoking has remained unchanged. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Here at Salt Lake Vapors, Adam Christensen talks to e-cigarette users every day. Christensen says he stopped smoking 2 years ago with the help of these devices, which heat up liquid nicotine into vapor.
I mean, we'll help people with their new setups and they'll come back and they'll say they're cigarette free for, you know, however long it's been since they came in and got their initial setup. And they said, you know, this is a saving grace. And that's what makes my job fun, is seeing people kick the nasty habit.
The Utah Department of Health is actively campaigning against e-cigarettes. New data from the department shows adult use of e-cigarettes has more than doubled in the last year, and 60% of those people say they continue to smoke traditional cigarettes. Adam Bramwell oversees the department's anti-smoking campaign.
For all we know, this could be something that causes lung cancer, or it could be completely benign. At this point, we just don't know. So that's the rock and the hard place that public health is in right now.
But Bramwell says the department's chief concern is data that reveals about 6% of kids in 8th, 10th, and 12th grades are using e-cigarettes regularly, which is more than they're using cigarettes.
Youth today see these products and they see the marketing everywhere, and they come in many, many different flavors. And youth start these things thinking, oh, this is something I can just, you know, try. But nicotine is not something you can just flirt with. Nicotine is an extremely addictive chemical.
Bramwell notes, although e-cigarettes contain no actual tobacco leaf, the nicotine in e-cigarettes is derived from it. Whitney Evans, KUER News.